Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Case File 3 of Microscope, the show that examines some of the world's biggest mysteries. Each episode, we'll be inviting on a different special guest to help us try and explain the unexplainable. This time, we're looking at UFOs. I sat down with Ted West, a documentary maker who claims he has captured evidence of extraterrestrial craft. The interview was a little frustrating for me because Ted spent the first 15 minutes talking about garlic.
It existed. It was strange. I'd show him. I'd be like, this is a bulb of garlic. Yeah. And he'd be like, you should have seen him. He'd be like, oh, I don't know. He just would not believe in garlic.
But after that, we had a good chat about his methods for going undercover to film aliens and some of his experiences. The recording starts with us concluding a rather long conversation about a documentary he made on garlic.
And I dived into the tiramisu. I set up the camera and I said, let's shoot, let's go. You don't learn this at university.
Now, when was your first UFO-based documentary?
Ah! I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, no.
I'm waiting. Well, you know, there I am. Watching, I went through a hard divorce, my first wife.
Uh-huh.
Hard divorce. I'm there. I'm eating Quavers.
Yeah.
Watching The X-Files.
Where are you from?
Pardon me?
Where are you from?
Oh, who are you, the tax man? don't you worry about that, young man.
Quavers are a British snack food. I'm just basically trying to glean where you...
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a fact check later. Come on, no, we don't need a fax. Who needs fax when you've got...
Yes. Now...
You're a famous
UFO documentary maker.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm known for. That's what I'm known for.
Yeah, right.
The man in the street will cross the street and say, you're the guy that does the UFO docs.
Yeah.
And I say, yes, that's me.
There's some people, I mean, I'm just fascinated to know what people are talking about at this juncture.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, so
what? Is it Last Train Chat or what the fuck are we watching?
it's a bit of both.
You're welcome to leave if you want. I mean,
Last Train Chat.
Last Train.
No, right. They're enjoying the show.
Okay. Right.
It's a show.
Yeah. Your first... No, none of this is going to be usable.
Why?
Well, okay, it's because about... Right, okay, right. So, Ted West, when was your first UFO documentary?
Don't tell me that! This better be fucking usable! Swear my guts out of me! I've got no fucking idea what I'm saying! Oh, what? Yeah, great! Oh, yeah, cheers, John. Yeah, that didn't record. Fucking hell! What do you mean?
It's recording, but...
Welcome to the podcast. He's talking about why it was like
right.
15 people in. 11
Don't
o'clock.
Say that.
No.
It's packed. It's a packed gig.
Yeah.
Right.
Good gig.
I'm just saying, it's about UFO documentaries, and now
we've got
quarter of an hour of you talking about garlic. I've been in a tiramisu. We're gonna have to start.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah. This is gonna be 5 minutes long, this episode.
Yeah, no, you can't pull that in.
Right.
You can't pull that in. Oh, right now, yeah.
Right, okay, so.
Serious,
when, 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 was your first?
Everyone get serious.
So the UFOs.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Where were you the first time you saw a UFO?
Oh dear. Well, so I was buying a DAB radio from Argos.
Yep.
And they're like, do you want the receipt on the via email? And I'm like, yeah. And then forget. They don't know my email. I gotta put it in. Oh my God.
This doesn't 20, seem like a problem. You could struggle.
25 minutes.
Yeah. 25 minutes,
remember? 25 minutes, I can't remember my email.
Right, okay, fair enough. Why not just ask for the paper receipt? Given that I would have got to minute six and gone, you know what, I can't remember it. Give me a paper one, I'll file it when I go home.
Yeah, they wanted to close. Anyway, so I'm like, I'm putting my email in.
Yeah. What are you putting in? How are you trying to remember it?
I can't remember it, I'm just...
Just randomly typing, right.
Give a monkey a typewriter and they will come up with...
Your email address.
They'll come up with my email address. And, So, anyway, so I'm putting it in.
I don't want to move on from this. I mean, we should do, get to the UFOs, but very quickly, how did you know you had the right email address at the end?
The lady just went, you know what? I think that's fine.
Right, okay.
And I never got it. Rude! Houston Branch! Rude! Anyway, so I'm putting my thing in. And then, so I'm looking at the lady and I'm like, God damn, is it at or hashtag?
Is it at or hashtag? Yeah,
I can't remember
right.
My email.
Okay, right.
I look at it and go, God.
Yeah.
Is it at or
hashtag? Yeah, we got the picture. Yeah, all right. 25 minutes later.
I look back through, you know, Argos is all those shells. Back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm well aware of the dynamic.
I just see a little alien. I see a little alien, gotta go, just gotta saw it. I don't know what I saw. But I was like, what the hell? And she went, oh, your radio was ready. He turns around and gets my radio. I'm like, what? I ain't worried about the radio. Who the fuck just put that radio in? She looks at me like, yo, we don't talk about him.
Right, okay.
We need to talk about him. You know, he looks like a fucking alien. So I start thinking right there, I'm going to make a little docudrama about this little guy that works in Argos well, around the back who I think's a UFO.
So you think he's a UFO?
He's a UFO. I know he's a UFO. But you can't have a docudrama going, I know where a UFO is. There he is. Bye-bye. I got to be like, I think there's a UFO in there. Let's see if I can get in, you know? So I'm like hanging around the back. I was employed by Argos for six. Maybe I got. If you haven't seen the drama, I got a job at Argos to try and infiltrate the branch. And
right. So you're going to play us a clip now from your doc.
Ooh, we got a clip.
Yeah. What's and now just set us up with this clip. What's the documentary called about the UFO?
Argos, yes.
Argos.
Yeah. Argos. And then where the O is?
Yep.
There's a tiny little alien.
In it or as the O?
In the O.
In the O, right.
In the O. And it's the same branding as it's a bit of an issue. I should have called it something else. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is.
So your documentary just called Argos as an alien.
Argos. Right, okay. I don't know.
So this is you. This is you're going to talk us through. This is the voiceover you're giving it, and this is you getting a job at.
So is this when I? Just to clarify, is this my? Is this my first day when I got the job?
Yeah.
And I'm looking.
You're looking for the alien, yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, my. All right, so, it's all right, okay. Yeah. Huh? So, tell me again. So, the staff room's that way. And sorry, how long my break? How long's my break? 15 minutes. And I get half hour lunch. Do I get half an hour? I get half an hour lunch. Okay, thank you. Huh? I have to wear this hat. Yes. So, okay.
Is that it? Huh? What, the alien
no, I'll keep playing. You didn't show the best bit. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm gonna take my break now. Is that all right? Yeah, I know I've just started, but I need to take my break now. Okay, I think he's in the staff. Here we go. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus! You gotta watch the retro. I'm not gonna reveal what I saw.
What are you talking about? Huh? You gotta reveal what you saw.
Right, you gotta go out and watch the thing.
Right, okay, right.
Well. I'm telling you right now, if I'm listening to this, I'm running out. And,
no, you're not. You're running over to the thing to switch it off.
Yeah, I'm turning this thing off. But look, I spent 6 months working at the Argos.
Yeah.
And,
So you think?
Look, I don't like the guy, and he's a colleague, and that is that.
Right.
His birthday. You should have seen this guy's birthday party.
Right.
You know, this is why I think this guy's. Sorry, I know.
The guy's a UFO.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So, and
how does he hold his pint glass?
What does he look like? Let's start with that. Let's not move on to what he's like in the pub. What does he look like?
How does he hold his pint glass?
I don't know. How does he?
He ordered a
what
pint.
What do you mean, you're having a pint with him now, are you?
It's his birthday. I've got to go to his birthday.
Oh, okay.
It's a great bit in the documentary. So we all go to his birthday, and he's there going, oh, you know, he says, there's a balloon saying 32. He's 500 plus this guy. I know that.
Yep.
And he's, we all sing happy birthday.
He can speak English, can he? He can pass.
He doesn't join in.
Right.
He don't know the words. I'm looking at this guy going, this guy don't know the words.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're all going to sing happy birthday to you. Yeah. You know, like join in, punk.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's there going, nodding his head.
Right.
And I'm like, this guy don't, the first time he's heard this song.
Yeah, okay.
And,
but despite having a knowledge of the culture of the country to work in a shop.
He's not front. He's not put at the front. He's at the back.
Right. Okay.
He just can't put. He can do shapes.
Okay. Right. How many UFOs do you think you've seen over the years?
Well, I don't know if you've been in. When's the last time you went to Warangas?
Maybe like last year.
Right. Do you ever see any job advertisements for Argos?
Oh, I see. Right, you're getting it.
Where are they getting these guys?
Right.
Yeah? It's not like every day I'm like, there's another job for Argos. I'm like, who the hell knows who is employing them? Where do they get them? Do they pluck them out the sky? Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They do.
My God. And you managed to witness this firsthand, have you? Them plucking these UFOs down from the sky.
Yes, I have!
Right.
The leader... You won't...
Go on.
I'll say it anyway. Yeah. I'll say it anyway. You know, people will say to me, why are you saying this? You know. I cut it out of the film.
You cut out the key part of the film where UFOs were descending down into Argos, and you thought, I tell you what, that's not relevant. What would be more appropriate is these birthday drinks.
Yeah. Okay, look, I'm going to level with you. You're a lovely crowd, and you're a nice guy. I'm going to level with you, yeah? I should have kept in, instead of his 30-second birthday party, which is admittedly 40 minutes too long.
Right, 40 minutes too long. How long is it?
Huh?
How long actually is it if it's 40 minutes too long?
Well, it's a feature, so 60, it runs at 65, yeah.
Right. It's just his birthday.
But there's 25 more minutes the audition process to get into Argos and my inevitable when I was caught, of course. But I look at it back, and you know, we're all critics, and you know, I'm an artist, and I don't feel anything is ever finished. And I did at the premiere, I did sat there. And I said sat because
you were sat down.
I was sat down.
Yep.
And I did watch it, and I did think, you know what, this 43-minute birthday scene, I could have got rid of this and just put in that 10 seconds where I saw this guy fly into space.
Yeah. Do you still have the footage?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's an idea. Why not release that as a different documentary?
Well, it's so... I released it as a GIF.
As a GIF? Oh, okay.
Where it's just this guy going... He goes so high! He goes so high! And I thought that would get traction. People would see that and go, what the fuck is this?
Right, okay.
And then buy the DVD.
Have you worked in Argos?
Me working in Argos. And the space guy's birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A letter to my president.
Your president?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of the company?
Of Argos.
Yeah, yes. Which is me. It's of Argos. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, right. Of course. Yeah, yeah. I sent a letter to the president of Argos.
Yeah.
And I did it like an old ransom letter.
Well, right, so cut out bits of newspaper.
I bought 5 tabloid newspapers.
Yeah.
Cut out loads of letters.
Yeah.
And I stupidly just wrote what I could make with the letters.
Right, I see.
The letter actually said...
The Times.
The Times. Yeah.
You just stuck the title of the newspaper. You sent them a collage of different newspaper names.
Yeah.
The Times, yeah. The Sun, The Mirror.
Yeah, and then I sent another letter going, right. You're probably wondering what that letter was all about. You know, True to Times when they had to, someone tested the food for the king to make sure it wasn't poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that. It was that kind of letter. Where
are you talking about? What do you mean that kind of letter?
They think this guy's harmless. Let's give him the other letter. And the other letter is where I got, deep. I said, look, there's a UFO working undercover as an Argos, and then I drew a picture of him,
yeah.
And said, I can't send you the footage, but this guy flew through the ceiling into space, and I saw that. If you want to attend his 32nd birthday party, please
when did he come
turn
back?
Up at the picture piano 8 p.m.
yeah.
Friday 26th.
So he flew into space but then came back.
He came back. Yeah.
Someone just said two. Someone honestly just went, picture of piano is 2-for-1 at the moment.
On a Thursday.
What are people thinking when they watch this? Going, oh, I'll tell you what, that's reminding me. We can go out next time. Go to picture and piano, it's 2-for-1.
This is a massive advert for picture and piano.
Most people go, this is fucking nonsense. But I tell you what, I'll put Argos tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, look.
Anyway, so.
The head of Argos turned up to the party.
Right.
And I'm like, right, I got him.
Yeah.
So I went up to
what's his name?
Francis Sinclair.
Francis Sinclair, president of Argos. Yep.
And I put my arm around him and I said, Francis.
Uh-huh.
Want a drink? So I slide it over and 2 ginger nails, please. And he said, how's it going?
Yeah, he said, how's it going, is it? Are you the lad that sent me all those newspaper titles and then...
I didn't answer him.
Right.
I kind of put my tongue and went, oh, Yeah, I put my tongue in my cheek like.
Oh, yeah, that'll translate on the audio version.
You know, people are gonna hear it. You know, maybe it was me.
Right.
But I said to him, look, Francis. I said, what do you think about that guy over there?
the alien, the UFO. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think of him?
And he looked at me.
Yeah.
He looked over and he went, well, birthday boy? I went, yeah. What do you think about him?
Yeah.
He went, well, he seems a popular guy. You know? Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah. And I went to him, yeah. He's doing okay, I guess.
Right.
And he went, well, yeah, he's doing more than okay. I mean, that's why I'm here. He's a great employee.
Yeah.
He's won a few awards. And
he's won a few awards?
Yeah, he's really good at his job.
Right. And the occasional sporadic trips to space don't interfere with his day-to-day
work. Well, I said to him...
Which, and let's not forget, he goes through the ceiling when he does that. That's not interfering with the stop, which I presume is upstairs. Unless they've got those little lifts going up and down for a reason.
I just said to him, you're a busy man.
He's not that busy. He's coming out of a birthday party.
Well, I said you're a busy man. Yeah. And I slid a little USB
stick. Yeah.
Just slid it across to him. It clinked his glass.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, watch that.
And what was on that?
That was the first 20 minutes of the documentary.
The documentary, right.
Which not me getting a job.
In Argos. Yeah.
Screaming, I think, there's a UFO in
there. Oh, yeah. Well, that bit's not going to go in, is it?
Well.
But finally, obviously, we're well aware of the success of Argos, the stunning documentary about an alien who had a birthday party. You're working on a new documentary?
Yeah, very quickly.
It's about UFOs, I assume?
Well, yes.
Okay.
So, I'm eating this pack of, Mr. Kipling's Fondant Fancies. So I opened this pack one day. It was a Friday afternoon. The sun was shining.
Yeah.
And I opened the pack, and there they are. There's two yellows. There's two browns. There's two pinks.
Yeah, we know what's in a fondant.
Well, you explain this blue little guy in there. So I'm looking at this thing going, well, someone is right.
Yeah, okay.
I go to Sainsbury's, and there's a massive queue for the complaints.
Right.
And
they've all got fondant fancies in the hands?
Yeah, they've all got fondant fancies.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up to this woman in front of me, and I said, excuse me, did you have the same problem I had?
Yeah.
And she said,
there's a blue
fondant fancy.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her, I didn't say anything.
Right.
I just went... And I looked ahead, and there's about 40 people in
the queue. Yeah, we've all got in our head the picture of this.
40 people in the queue, all holding these fondant fancies. I thought, there is money in this.
Right.
So I ran home,
mm-hmm.
and I've just finished the first edit of the...
New documentary about extraterrestrial fondant fancies.
Yes. on the way here, actually, I was reading one of your free newspapers,
yep.
And one of the adverts on the front was there's a competition, and if you find a blue fondant fancy, you win like £500.
£500, right.
And so everyone in that queue had won. So basically, I threw away
£500 fondant fancy.
And I'm thinking I'm a bit of an idiot here because I've gone deep.
Right.
The stuff I found out. And
we're pressed for time, but let's get two quick facts about the deepness of the Mr. Kipling Blue Fondant Fancy competition.
I've left, so I can say this now. For the past 3 years, I've worked in the Mr. Kipling Foundation.
Well, yeah.
I got it, but it wasn't anything to do with the cakes. It was. I've actually been really deep into the Mr. Kipling Foundation,
right.
Which is completely different cakes. I don't know if you've heard about it.
No.
But they make like software for gyms. And I didn't know this at the time. I thought it was on the front. So I've got really good at this this chip software that if you just slide into these running machines in your gym.
We're going to wrap this up. We're going to wrap this up. But just to clarify, your new documentary is about how you found a blue fondant fancy, right, in a box, and then for 3 years worked at a separate software company. programming running machines for gyms. And what's the documentary called?
So you wanna be a star?
Well, that's the end of the show. This episode was researched by John Kearns, edited by Matt Ewins, and the theme music was by Nikki Green. If you want to come and watch the shows be recorded, then please follow our Twitter account at @microscopefun for details. Next time, I'll be talking to a museum owner who was robbed in unusual circumstances. But until then, remain vigilant and catch you next time on Microscope.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.